Excellent question. Thank you so much. So first of all, we want to address affordability of homes. That's a big part of what we're doing right now. So we're going to invest to build 182,000 affordable community rental homes. 60,000 of those would be supportive with wraparound mental health, addictions, and other services. The phasing in of a basic income, the first step of that being to double ODSP rates and reduce the aggressive clawbacks that we've seen over the last little while. So we're also going to reverse the Ford government's cuts to OSAP by converting loans to grants for low and middle income students and eliminating interest charges on student debt. We also are going to seek to repeal Bill 124, obviously. I'm very passionate about that. A lot of my friends here in town and across Ontario are nurses and PSWs and educators. So that's something that really affects them and their job and their performance. As far as gas, you know, yeah, we're seeing it rise to, you know, it's creeping over $2 now, which is crazy to me. So we'd like to make transit and other options more affordable. Certainly we're seeing that we want to invest in incentives for electrifying transit, electrifying vehicles on the road, and also to cut transit fares.